Lesson 26. To this end was I born. Matthew chapter 26, verse 47 through chapter 27, verse 66. Mark chapter 14, verse 43 through chapter 15, verse 39. Luke chapter 22, verse 47 through chapter 23, verse 56. And John chapters 18 and 19. Purpose: to help class members feel the Savior's love for them and increase their love for Him and their gratitude for His atoning sacrifice. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 75. Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 72. Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71, and John chapter 18, verses 1 through 27. Shortly after His agony in Gethsemane, Jesus is betrayed by Judas, who appears with chief priests, Pharisees, and soldiers. Jesus submits Himself to His captors, who take Him from the garden and subject Him to a Jewish trial. He is questioned first by Annas, a former high priest, and then by Caiaphas, Annas's successor and son-in-law. The chief priests and elders who are present spit on Jesus, mock Him, bind Him, and accuse Him of blasphemy, an offense punishable by death. Outside Caiaphas's palace, Peter denies that he knows Jesus. B. Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 through 26. Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. John chapter 18, verse 28 through chapter 19, verse 16. Because the chief priests and elders do not have power to sentence Jesus to death, they send Him to be tried by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor in Judea. Bible Dictionary, Pilate, page 751. Before Pilate, Jesus is accused of being an enemy to Caesar. Learning that Jesus is from Galilee, Pilate sends Him to Herod, a governor over Galilee. Herod refuses to judge Jesus and sends Him back to Pilate, who yields to the crowd's demands that Jesus be crucified. C. Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 66. Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 39. Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56. John chapter 19, verses 17 through 42. Jesus is scourged and crucified. On the cross, He experiences great agony while offering Himself as a sacrifice for mankind. 2. Additional reading: Isaiah chapter 53, Mark chapter 15, verses 39 through 47, John chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 15, verse 13, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 32 through 33, and chapter 19, verses 7 through 9, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 21 and 22, Bible Dictionary, Crucifixion. 3. Prepare the 7 word strips described on page 110, or prepare to write the statements on the chalkboard. 4. If the following materials are available, use them during the lesson. A. The pictures, The Betrayal of Jesus, number 62468, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 228. Peter's Denial, number 62177, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 229, and The Crucifixion, number 62505, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 230. B. To this end was I born, a 16-minute segment of New Testament video presentations, number 53914. 5. Suggestion for teaching: when teachers and class members are reverent, they invite the Spirit to be present. Class members should be free to discuss, free to speak, free to participate in classwork, but no member of the class has the right to distract another student by jostling or making light and frivolous remarks. David O. McKay, Gospel Ideals, page 224. Set an example of reverence toward God and respect for each class member. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Have class members turn to the map of Jerusalem in Jesus' time, map 12 in the LDS edition of the Bible, printed in 1999 or later, map 17 in printings before 1999. Explain that this lesson focuses on the Savior's crucifixion and the events in the hours that preceded it. These events occurred at places found on the map. Help class members locate the following sites. 1. The Garden of Gethsemane. 2. The House of Caiaphas. 3. Antonia Fortress, the House of Pilate. And 4. Golgotha, Calvary. When class members have located Golgotha, explain that Jesus was crucified there. Display the picture of the crucifixion. Ask class members to imagine a small child looking at the picture and asking, "Why did Jesus need to die?" Invite class members to take time during the lesson to ponder what they would say to the child. Tell them that you will discuss the question toward the end of this lesson. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, help class members understand the love the Savior showed for them when he allowed himself to be persecuted and crucified. 1. Jesus is betrayed, arrested, and accused of blasphemy. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Discuss Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 75. Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 72. Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71, and John chapter 18, verses 1 through 27. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. You may want to summarize this account as outlined in item 1A of the preparation section. Display the picture of Jesus being betrayed in Gethsemane. How did Peter respond to the men who came to the Garden of Gethsemane to take Jesus away? See John chapter 18, verse 10. How did Jesus respond to these men? See Luke chapter 22, verses 51 through 53. John chapter 18, verses 11 through 12. Why did Jesus allow himself to be taken? See Matthew chapter 26, verses 53 and 54, and John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Explain that it was Heavenly Father's will that Jesus lay down his life for us. The chief priests and elders of the Jews accused Jesus of blasphemy, a crime punishable by death. Mark chapter 14, verse 64. What is blasphemy? Being irreverent toward God or claiming to be equal to God. What did Jesus say that the chief priests and elders thought was blasphemous? See Mark chapter 14, verses 60 through 63. As Jesus was led from the garden, most of his disciples forsook him and fled. Matthew chapter 26, verse 56. However, Peter and John continued to follow him. Matthew chapter 26, verse 58, John chapter 18, verse 15. It is assumed that the unnamed disciple in John chapter 18, verse 15 is John. What did Peter do when people outside Caiaphas's palace said that he knew Jesus? See Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 through 74. What did Peter do when he recognized that he had denied Jesus 3 times? See Matthew chapter 26, verse 75. See also verses 33 through 35. Display the picture of Peter denying Jesus. How do some of us, like Peter, sometimes deny our faith? What can we learn from Peter's life after he denied the Lord? President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "My heart goes out to Peter. So many of us are so much like him. We pledge our loyalty. We affirm our determination to be of good courage. We declare, sometimes even publicly, that come what may, we will do the right thing, that we will stand for the right cause, that we will be true to ourselves and to others." Then the pressures begin to build. Sometimes these are social pressures. Sometimes they are personal appetites. Sometimes they are false ambitions. There is a weakening of the will. There is a softening of discipline. There is capitulation. And then there is remorse, followed by self-accusation and bitter tears of regret. If there be those throughout the church who by word or act have denied the faith, I pray that you may draw comfort and resolution from the example of Peter, who, though he had walked daily with Jesus, in an hour of extremity momentarily denied the Lord, and also the testimony which he carried in his own heart. But he rose above this and became a mighty defender and a powerful advocate. So, too, there is a way for any person to turn about and add his or her strength and faith to the strength and faith of others in building the kingdom of God. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Ensign, March 1995, pages 2, 4, and 6. 2. Jesus is sentenced to be crucified. Read and discuss selected verses from Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 through 26, Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 15, Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25, and John chapter 18, verse 28 through chapter 19, verse 16. You may want to summarize this account as outlined in item 1b of the preparation section. When Pilate learned that Jesus was from Galilee, he sent him to Herod, who was a governor over Galilee. Luke chapter 23, verses 6 and 7. Why was Herod exceeding glad to see Jesus? See Luke chapter 23, verse 8. How did the Savior respond to Herod's questions? See Luke chapter 23, verse 9. Compare this verse with a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. After Herod and his men accused and mocked Jesus, they sent him back to Pilate. Luke chapter 23, verse 11. What was Pilate's judgment of Jesus? See Luke chapter 23, verses 13 through 17. See also Luke chapter 23, verse 4. Why did Pilate sentence Jesus to be crucified? See Matthew chapter 27, verses 15 through 24, Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15, and Luke chapter 23, verses 18 through 25, John chapter 19, verses 1 through 16. How might we, like Pilate, sometimes try to avoid responsibility for difficult decisions? To one of Pilate's questions about whether Jesus was a king, Jesus replied, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." John chapter 18, verse 37. In what ways is Jesus a king? See Psalm 24, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, and chapter 15, verse 3, 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 14. What does it mean that his kingdom is not of this world? John chapter 18, verse 36. 3. Jesus is scourged and crucified. Read and discuss selected verses from Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 66. Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 39, Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56, and John chapter 19, verses 17 through 42. display the picture of the crucifixion. What did the people do to Jesus after he was sentenced to be crucified? See Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 44. Luke chapter 23, verses 34 through 39. Why did Jesus allow the people to persecute him? See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. The scriptures record seven statements that Jesus made while on the cross. Read and discuss the verses listed below. As you discuss them, display word strips of the statements or write the statements on the chalkboard. 1. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. From the Joseph Smith translation, we learn that when Jesus said this, he was praying for the Roman soldiers who had crucified him. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Footnote 34c. What does this reveal about him? What is the worldly way to respond to people who hurt or offend us? How are we blessed when we follow Jesus' example? 2. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. To the repentant thief, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. 3. John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. To his mother Mary, woman, behold thy son. To John, behold thy mother. Whose needs did Jesus think of during his painful ordeal? See Luke chapter 23, verse 43, John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. What can we learn from this? If questions arise about Jesus' statement in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, see the third additional teaching idea. 4. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Mark chapter 15, verse 34. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What did Jesus experience on the cross that enabled him to understand and help us when we feel alone? Why is it important to know that the Savior can bear not only our sins, but also our loneliness, grief, and fear? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said, because he must ultimately tread this winepress of redemption unaided, can he endure the darkest moment of them all, the shock of the greatest pain? This comes not with thorns and with nails, but with the terror of feeling utterly alone. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Can he bear all of our sins and our fear and loneliness too? He did, and he does, and he will. In Conference Report, October 1989, page 32. Or Ensign, November 1989, page 26. 5. John chapter 19, verse 28. I thirst. Despite all that Jesus suffered, this was his only mention of physical discomfort. What was he given when he said that he was thirsty? See John chapter 19, verse 29. 6. John chapter 19, verse 30. It is finished. According to the Joseph Smith translation, Jesus said, Father, it is finished. Thy will is done. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, footnote 50a. Why did the Savior have to die in order to accomplish Heavenly Father's will? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 5, 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 16. If you use the attention activity, invite class members to share their ideas on how to answer the child's question. President Spencer W. Kimball said, he needed to die that he might open the graves of all men as his own tomb was opened. Without the deep darkness of the crucifixion hour, there could have been no spring of coming from the grave. in Conference Report April 1975, page 4, or Ensign May 1975, page 4. 7. Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. If you're using the video presentation, To This End Was I Born, show it now. Conclusion. Explain that the Savior's first recorded premortal words were, Here am I, send me. Abraham chapter 3, verse 27. Among his first recorded mortal words were, I must be about my Father's business. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Among the last words he spoke in mortality were, Father, it is finished, thy will is done. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. See Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, footnote 50a. Jesus never lost sight of his Father's will or his own mission. He could have called upon legions of angels to rescue him, but he did not. Matthew chapter 26, verses 53 and 54. Despite the agony, he never faltered in his humility and his willingness to accomplish the infinite atonement. Testify of the truths discussed in the lesson. As appropriate, invite class members to share their testimonies. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Following the Savior's example during times of difficulty. The Savior's actions during the last day of his mortal life show the great magnitude of his character. Review some of the trials Jesus endured on that day. Then ask the following questions. What qualities of character were evident in Jesus during this difficult time? Answers may include that he was more concerned for others than for himself, that he was forgiving, that he was submissive to Heavenly Father's will, that he did not condemn others for their weaknesses, and that he did not complain. List class members' responses on the chalkboard. Ask class members to give specific instances when the qualities were evident. What qualities are often evident in us during our most difficult times? How can we follow the Savior's example during times of difficulty? 2. I have betrayed the innocent blood. Matthew chapter 27, verse 4. What did Judas do in an attempt to repent for betraying the Savior? See Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5. What can we learn from his experience about the payment the world gives us in exchange for our sins? 3. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Refer to the following information if you need to explain the Savior's words in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. The prophet Joseph Smith said that Jesus told the thief, This day thou shalt be with me in the world of spirits. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 309. From Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 36 through 37, we learn that Jesus went to the world of spirits during the time between his death and resurrection, and that there he prepared the faithful spirits to preach his gospel to the spirits who had not received it on the earth. End of Lesson 26. To This End Was I Born.